You sound station on two for vacuum cleaning and housekeeping.
Good morning, we're with you on two.
Morning to you. I would like, if possible, if you could help me deactivate smoke detectors in airlock node 1 and node 3.
Okay, we will put that in work. Give us 1 minute.
Thank you very much.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2. I got 10 more seconds before 30-minute LOS. Smoke detection is inhibited in the airlock, node 1 and node 3.
Houston, Station Sophie on 2 for housekeeping.
Sophie, we're with you on 2.
Yeah, thanks again. I don't know if you had my thank you message from right before the big LOS, but thank you. I got your message, and that was very helpful, so I really appreciate it. And now you can reactivate node 1, node 3, and the airlock smoke detectors.
Okay, we will re-enable those. Nope, I took it right to the end of the comm coverage, so we did not hear your thanks, but I'm glad we were able to get it up for you.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. Thanks again. Thank you.
Station Houston on Swiss Ground 2, smoke detection has been re-enabled in the airlock, node 1, and node 3.
Station copies. Thank you very much.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for water.
Hi, for water.
Yep, overnight we had a WPA fault, and as such we need to swap where we're drawing water for PWD. So could you stand down on any PWD or XPWD ops for the next 5 minutes while we do that configuration? I'll give you a call back when we're done.
Okay, no PWD or XPWD for 5 minutes. Yeah, we saw that caution, and we were going to ask about it, so that's good to know.
Thanks, Jess. We'll be calling with you.
Okay, thanks, Life.
Station Houston on 2 for water.
Go ahead on 2, Life.
Tip, Jessica. PWD and XPWD are back on config, so they are go for use.
Okay, copy. So could you give us a little summary of what exactly happened?
Yep. On WPA, we hit some conductivity fitter limits, and it went to standby. We've taken a look at the data. We'll need to basically get engineering support on Monday to try to recover WPA, just to get it back into a normal config and put everything back the way it is. But we'll do that on Monday. But for now, we have plenty of water in the WSS system. We will probably have to go to internal ed evay on the WHC, but we probably won't need to do that until tomorrow. We've got plenty of voltage there.
Okay, copy all. Do we have any idea of, like, what causes that change in conductivity?
Yeah, just it's end of life on some of the beds that are into the WPA and some of the filters in there. We can probably get a little bit more life out of WPA, so that's why I want to have engineering take a look at it.
Okay, understand. Copy all. Just let us know if any other changes are necessary.
Sounds good. And also, I do have something for Jack and his iPads. No rush, but when he has a chance, if you can give us a call. Thank you.
All right, we will have him call you when he's free. Thanks so much.
Station Jackson 2 for whatever iPad trouble I caused.
Hey, Jack. You didn't cause any trouble. It's just your iPad. So when we went to patch yours, the patch does not, it may or may not have taken, but we need you to do a power cycle on the iPad, and then we need you to go hands-off. And this will be on 1077. For the hands-off period, we can coordinate that with you. So just let me know when a good time would be for you to power cycle it and then go hands-off for maybe a half hour, and we'll have Pluto take a look.
Great. I will give you a call when that makes sense. Sometime in the next couple hours, I'm sure I'll find a spot and give you a call. Do you guys need a heads up, or just whenever I'm ready, just give you a call?
Give me a heads up, because I'll call Pluto. So just when you're maybe 15 minutes out or a half hour out, I can get Pluto spooled up.
And I'm on 1500 power cycle, and then you guys can have it for a half hour.
Sorry, you broke up a little bit. Did you say that 1500, or would you give me a call?
1500, I will plan on power cycling it. I can give you a call at that time, too, but you can plan on me doing that at 1500.
Okay, that works. And for the power cycle, just leave it off for about 30 seconds and then power it back on, please.
Okay. Houston Station Jack on 2.
With you on 2, Jack.
All right, sir, iPad 1077 is power cycled, and it's sitting on the multi-port charger connected to the CloudNet, and it's all yours for as long as you guys need it.
All right, thank you very much. Pluto's going to take a look at it, and we'll let you know when it's ready for use again.
Sir.
Node 60177. Node 6434330. Transceive. Node 558470. Transceive.
Houston Station, Jack's on the deuce, warehouse, keep in.
With you on the deuce, Jack.
Please disable smoke detection in the lab node 2 for me, please, sir.
Lab in node 2, in work. Station Houston on switchground 2 for Jack. Lab and node 2 smoke detection have been inhibited.
Also, Houston Station, Jack on the deuce.
And Jack, with you on 2, we're putting that in work. And also, I have a status on your iPad. It is good to go. You can start using 1077 again. It's all patched up.
I go golf, buddy. Thanks very much.
And Station Houston on Space Ground 2, smoke detection has been re-enabled in the lab and in Node 2.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. It seems like we're keeping you guys busy today.
Always happy to help on a Saturday. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for a message.
Ground 2.
Yeah, Moscow has been trying to ring the Russian segment. Could you just pass a message to them to call down to Moscow at their convenience?
Urgent. We're just all having dinner. Should we send him down now to call or in a few minutes? Oh, Peter's on his way down now. Okay.
Thank you, Jack.
Houston Station on 2 with a pantry question.
With you on 2.
We've been hunting for a new wet trash bag warehouse. We just used the last one in our pantry, and we don't see one on the homepage or in IMS. Just looking for some help.
Copy, looking for a new wet trash bag. I'll give ISO a call and see if I can find you.
We can wait till tomorrow if it's a big deal. Give them a holler.
I'll see if they have a quick answer, and if not, you may get an email overnight.
Yeah, that's fine. No rush at all.